大家好，我是安娜。
Konnichiwa, I'm Mike.
干嘛今天要Konnichiwa？
Well, because we're reading about a Japanese story, so I thought I'd say a little
Oh,
bit of
right.
Japanese.
It's our gallery
That's
unit.
right, Konnichiwa, that's how you say hello, right? Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Or Ohayo.
Konbanwa.
Konbanwa, that's good evening, though. Ohayo is good morning.
Ohayo.
Yeah. And Konnichiwa is sort of like, hey, how are you? Or how's it going?
Konnichiwa.
Anyways, obviously, this is not a show where we're going to teach you Japanese. We're going to teach you some English, but we are going to look at a Japanese book that is very, very popular and quite well known.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they made a movie about it. I mean, come on. They
Come on.
don't make movies out of anything.
对吼，说的也是。
It's true, it's true.
What's the story?
The book is called A Boy Called H, and it's by a very talented Japanese author, Senno Kappa. So we'll find out more about him after the break.
A boy called H.
A Boy Called H is a novel by Japanese author Senno Kappa. The story takes place in Japan during World War II. It focuses on the childhood of Senno Hajime. H is his nickname. He has a strong sense of justice for his age. Instead of believing the government's propaganda in wartime, he chooses to challenge authority. School teachers and military instructors often punish him for speaking out against society's values. Even though H gets himself into more trouble, he refuses to stay quiet when bad things happen to Japanese folks. In 2012, A Boy Called H was turned into a movie. It caused a sensation and made Japanese people reflect on their history during World War II.
Focus. Focus. The teacher wants her students to focus on the important test. The teacher wants her students to focus on the important test. Nickname. Nickname. Philip got his nickname, Speed, because he can run really fast. Philip got his nickname Speed because he can run really fast. Challenge. Challenge. Challenge, challenged, challenged. Kendra's report challenged the government to stand up for its people. Kendra's report challenged the government to stand up for its people. Refuse. Refuse. Refuse, refused, refused. Helen refused to stay out late because she had homework to do. Helen refused to stay out late because she had homework to do.
Okay, so yes, A Boy Called H is the name of our story. The article tells us it is a novel by Japanese author Senno Kappa. Right? So that gives us a bit of information. A novel, of course, is a storybook. It's a book about not real people, about characters. So it's not like a history book or a science book. It's just a story. And books, of course, all types of books have authors. If you write a book, you are an author. Okay, so for example, J.K. Rowling was the author of the Harry Potter novels. Yeah, very famous author. This guy, Senno Kappa, not quite as famous, but just as talented. The story of The Boy Called H, or A Boy Called H, it says it takes place in Japan during World War II. That was the big world war between 1939 and 1945. Japan, of course, was fighting in that war against America, mainly. And it ended with a lot of bad things in Japan, right?
Right,
they dropped the atom bomb and many
right.
people died. A very
right.
difficult time in the history of Japan, the country.
对啊，不过说真的，在第二次世界大战的时候啊，其实很多故事都是会在那个时候呢来就是说很多作者会写在那个时候第二次世界大战的故事，包括我们今天要看的这个 novel 这个小说，它的 author 作者呢其实就是 Senokapa 对，所以在二次世界大战呢这个故事就发生了，发生呢在英文当中 take place 永远主动，The story takes place in Japan during World War II.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, well, let's find out about the story. It says it focuses on the childhood of Senno Hajime. Senno Hajime is the name of the boy in the story. I guess that's why he's a boy called H. Because his last name, right, his last name
Hajime.
Starts with the letter H, Hajime. So he's got the same name as Senno Kappa, which maybe makes me think that maybe the writer...You know, there's a little bit of him when he was a boy inside the character of Senno Hajime. I don't know. But anyway, books will usually focus on one or two people, right? The main person in the book, well, all the action, all the story focuses on that person. So, of course, the Harry Potter books focus on a little boy named Harry Potter, right? That's the main character, the main thing we're looking at when we read those books.You can focus your attention, anything that's important, you will focus on. If you're doing your homework, you want to focus on your homework. You don't want the telephone ringing or the TV on or, you know, loud noises around you because you want to focus. Put all your attention on one thing. For example, the teacher wants her students to focus on the important test.The teacher wants her students to focus on the important test. Don't read your comics. Don't play with your cell phone. Don't talk to your friends. Focus on your test.
所以其实啊 ,focus 这个字本来就是焦点的意思。如果当动词当我们说 focus on something 的时候就是把我们的 attention, 注意力都摆在某件事情上面。所以一个 novel, 一个小说它也可以把注意力把它的重点Focus on, 专注在谁呢？以这个小说来说，这个小说来说呢，是专注力是放在 Senno Hajime 这个主角的身上。
That's right. Now, H, we learn, is his nickname. So it is kind of because, I guess, his last name is Hajime, but his friends don't call him that. They don't call him Senno. They just call him H.A nickname is basically kind of a made-up name that your friends or family might make up for you. Okay, maybe there's another person with your same name, or maybe there's just something kind of interesting and cool or cute or funny about you, and they've given you this name because of, you know, how you look or something like that. We can have nicknames for our friends, families, even some famous people, right? Michael Jordan, right? He used to be called Air Jordan, right? They called him Air because he had this almost...flying ability. When he jumped for the basket, it's like he was flying. So people called him Air Jordan, right?
所以像那个 Michael Jordan, 他就是叫做飞人啊，或者是说你可能会叫你旁边的人，哎，阿胖，小胖，什么之类的，那些就叫做绰号 nickname.
That's right. So it's used by your friends, and maybe if you're famous, people will call you that. But usually it's just something your friends and family might know. For example, we could say Philip,got his nickname Speed because he can run really fast. So that's why they call him Speed. All right, that makes sense. Let's get back to a boy called H. It says H has a strong sense of justice for his age. Well, that's interesting. A sense of justice is kind of like a sense of what is right and what is wrong. If you have a strong sense of justice, you know, if you see someone doing something wrong or bad to another person,you might walk over and say, hey, you can't do that. You know, like, for example, you see a big man push his way to the front of a line in the store. I want to get served first. All these people can wait, but, you know, they've been here longer than me. That might make you go, no, you're not special. You're not the president. You wait in line like other people. You have a sense of justice. That is a wrong thing to do. This is a right thing to do. And you will speak up. You will say...when you see someone not being fair, not being nice.
因为 justice 本身就是正义的意思。那在英文当中，如果我们要说什么什么感的时候，会说 a sense of 什么什么东西。所以正义感叫做 a sense of justice， 幽默感叫做 a sense of humor， 责任感就叫做 a sense of responsibility.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So it's a way of looking at the world and controlling your behavior, mm-hmm. choosing what to do.
But 但是这句话后面还有 for his age,、mm-hmm. what does that mean?
Well, of course, he's a young boy,、uh-huh. right? So young children, they might not really have a sense of justice,、mm-hmm. or if they see an adult doing something wrong,、mm-hmm. the young kid might be like, I can't say anything,、right. that person's an adult.、Uh-huh. But our friend H here, no, he doesn't really care. If you're an old person, you're doing something wrong,he will still talk about it. He'll still say、oh. something about it. Yeah.
所以以他这个年纪来说，比起其他的这个同年纪的小孩子来说，他是很有正义感的。
So he wants things to be fair, true, and honest.
Right.
Instead of believing the government's propaganda in wartime, he chooses to challenge authority. Oh, okay. So remember, this is a time of war.、
Mm-hmm.
In war, a government will often use propaganda.Propaganda is information that they want you to believe. It might not be true. For example, in Japan, at the end of World War II, they were losing the war. But because they wanted the people to keep fighting and be brave, they might have said, oh, we're beating the Americans. In one more year, we will win the war and everything will be great. Well, some people would hear that and go, wow, good. That's wonderful. I hope Japan can win the war.Other people like H might go, wait a minute, we keep losing battles. You know, the soldiers are coming home. More people are getting killed. We're not winning the war. We're losing the war. These are lies. This propaganda, it's all lies, he would say. So he's challenging authority. If you challenge something, you go up against it. You're ready to fight against something that you think is wrong or bad orjust something that should be fought against. So, you know, you might challenge someone to a fight if you feel that they've done something wrong, or you might challenge a person if they're not being fair, if you see an adult, you know, hitting a kid or something like that. You might go over and say, you can't do that. I'm challenging you, not to a fight. I'm just saying, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm going to stand before you.
所以在这里的 challenge 就是挑战的意思哦。不过这个字可以当名词的挑战或者是动词的挑战，比如说挑战对方，挑战权威。那么这个当动词的时候，因为它是以一结尾的单字，所以它的过去式跟过去分词直接加 d 就可以了。那么它的三态是 challenge, challenged, challenged.
That's right. Our example sentence, Kendra's report challenged the government to stand up for its people.Kendra's report challenged the government to stand up for its people. So her report, that was written, right? So she was challenging them with her words, which、mm-hmm. is, of course, a better thing to do than challenging a person with, you know, with your fists or a、mm. gun. Use words. Use、right. a good argument.
所以当时 H 是做了什么事呢? Instead of doing something, 并没有相信政府的propaganda, 他的宣传的一些手法，他是选择要 challenge the authority, 挑战当时的政府权威哦。
Now, of course, some people don't like to be challenged,、mm-hmm. especially by little kids. School teachers and military instructors often punish him for speaking out against society's values.So he's challenged as well by military instructors and teachers.
而且当时的学校还有教官哦 ,military instructor. 那当然他一定会被处罚因为他是公然的反抗 ,speak out against someone, 公然的反抗学校跟当时的政府。
That's right. Even though H gets himself into more trouble, he refuses to stay quiet when bad things happen to Japanese folks. So he's getting in trouble, but he won't stop. He refuses to stop. To refuse is basically say, I won't do that.
所以其实 refuse 就是拒绝说 no 的意思。那么这个单字因为以一结尾，所以它的过去式跟过去分词直接加 d， 而它的三态是 refuse, refused,refused.
Okay, our example sentence is, Helen refused to stay out late because she had homework to do. Helen refused to stay out late because she had homework to do.、
Mm.
Good for you, Helen.
而且啊在2012年的时候它还变成电影。
Mm-hmm, that's right. It was a movie in 2012. It said A Boy Called H was turned into a movie. It caused a sensation and made Japanese people reflect on their history during World War II. To cause a sensation means it got a lot of attention, mm-hmm. was probably very popular, but it also made people in Japan talk about their history. Because sometimes, you know, to reflect on something so bad as, you know, the history of World War II in Japan is difficult, but it's something people need to do, right? To go on into the future and learn from our mistakes.
Right.
So a boy called H sounds like a very brave young man.
如果你也喜欢这个主题的话，或许可以看看他的小说或电影哦。
The drug might have a few side effects.
The drug might have a few side effects.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。服用药物的时候可要注意有没有副作用哦。像是治疗流鼻水的药物，因为含有抗组织胺，所以通常都会造成嗜睡的副作用。因此服用这类药物的时候要避免骑机车或者是开车或者是操作有危险性的机器。今天 A-Plus 小聚会要跟大家分享的句子是 The drug might have a few side effects. The drug might have a few side effects. 意思是这份药物可能会产生一些副作用。副作用的英文就是 side effect. Side 在这边就是附带的意思，而 effect 则是作用的意思。所以 side effect 就是副作用咯。那在这边大家要注意不要把 effect 和 affect A-F-F-E-C-T affect 搞混咯。 effect 是名词，而 affect 是动词，意思是影响。 OK， 那我们现在再来复习一下今天的句子。 The drug might have a few side effects. A Plus 小聚会今天就介绍到这里，拜拜。
The drug might have a few side effects.
The drug might have a few side effects.
Chit chat.
Chit chat. 原来睡觉还分这么多种啊。
你们两
个很吵哎 ！I'm trying to catch some Z's. Z's, you know? 你知道什么是 Z's? 什么？懂不懂？英文怎么样啊？你的朋友英文怎么样？
抓蚊子。I'm so good at 抓蚊子。
抓蚊子。
I will help you to catch some Z's. Where's your room?
好，你那算了，当初我没有说过啊，我再继续，我回去睡觉，我就这样。
好，继续。啊 ，nobody nobody 吧。
哦，早知道 Ellen 的朋友英文这么逊，我就应该用更简单的英文啊，像是和 sleep 相关的片语来表示我想要睡觉。For example, I want to sleep in, or I want to sleep as long as I like.其中的 sleep in 和 sleep as long as I like 都和中文的睡到自然醒和赖床的意思差不多哦。另外一个也很常见的字呢，就是 oversleep。注意哦，它是有着不小心睡过头的意思，所以常常迟到的时候就可能说 Sorry, I overslept this morning。可是我刚刚说的是 I want to catch some Z's 啊，这是一个非常常见的口语说法。这个 Z's 就是 sleep 的意思啦。其实呢，它很容易联想，因为在漫画当中，我们看到睡觉的时候就会出现很多 z z z 的符号，对不对？另外，像是 I need to get some shut eye， 这个 shut eye 也是 sleep 的意思哦。想想看，睡觉的时候一定是要闭上眼睛的啦。When you sleep, of course you have to shut your eyes.
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
Catch some Z's 就是要睡觉的意思啦。另外像是 oversleep 就是睡过头哦。
A boy called H.
A boy called H is a novel by Japanese author Senno Kappa. The story takes place in Japan during World War II. It focuses on the childhood of Senno Hajime.H is his nickname. He has a strong sense of justice for his age. Instead of believing the government's propaganda in wartime, he chooses to challenge authority. School teachers and military instructors often punish him for speaking out against society's values. Even though H gets himself into more trouble, he refuses to stay quiet. When bad things happen to Japanese folks. In 2012, A Boy Called H was turned into a movie. It caused a sensation and made Japanese people reflect on their history during World War II.
Focus. Focus. The teacher wants her students to focus on the important test. The teacher wants her students to focus on the important test. Nickname. Nickname. Philip got his nickname, Speed, because he can run really fast. Philip got his nickname, Speed, because he can run really fast. Challenge. Challenge. Challenge, challenged, challenged. Kendra's report challenged the government to stand up for its people. Kendra's report challenged the government to stand up for its people. Refuse. Refuse. Refuse, refused, refused. Helen refused to stay out late because she had homework to do. Helen refused to stay out late because she had homework to do.